Alleluia. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you that together you came to seek and to save as you worked together, bringing about the wonderful, beautiful fragrance of heaven here to earth in Christ Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren. And we thank you now for understanding again this morning, just to be encouraged on this glorious road of redemption, waking up to what you deemed us to have in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. Our readings is Matthew 20 from verse 20 to 28, and it's the mother of James and John. She comes and she sits with James and John, and they approach Jesus, and he asks him, "What can I do for you? What do you want?" And then she responds, "These two sons of mine, I would like one on your right hand and one on your left hand when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "You don't know what you're asking." But then he says, "But can you drink the cup that I'm about to drink from?" And together they all say, so it's not just her now. They all say, "Yes, yes, we can." And then he says, "Yes, you will drink my cup, but to sit on my right hand or my left hand, that belongs to the person that the Father has prepared." So what I just perceive here, you know, is we all, you know, there's no way into the kingdom and into the kingdom purpose as the Father. There's a place for all his children. So we've all got a place in Christ Jesus. We're actually predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And so here he has laid aside his glory to come here on earth and show the path of glory, the path of life. And so he's speaking. He can only speak according to about what he sees and he hears on a daily basis, on a need-to-know basis. So here he's pointing out that he needs to get to the Father, because there he would be given all authority, and so come back and tell his disciples, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." And that's all authority to bring this world and everything in it, and including each and every one of us, into our rightful place by the leading of the Spirit. And so they would have to receive the Spirit. And so we've received the Spirit and we're born again now. Now Jesus is in his rightful place, Lord of all, firstborn among many brethren, to bring us into our rightful place. But at this time, he's still on a need-to-know basis. So he's just ministering from that platform. All authority has not yet been given. He had to pay the price. And we need to identify with what has been given to us. Amen. So we take hold of that cup and we say, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dealing with our sins as far as the east is from the west, to bring us into the family and restore us into our rightful place." But when the disciples hear this, they're angry, because it feels like, what's happening here? You know, they've been put out. But then the Lord just points out to that, no, just as I am serving you, you need to serve each other. And Jesus, that's the way Jesus operated. And that's the way, the pattern that has been given to us here on earth. And now as we come to the Lord, get these hearts, new hearts, we get the new spirit. And then Jesus can start authorizing. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. And we can start walking in the lane that is set out for us. We've each got a unique place, unique journey, so that we can be a unique fragrance in this world, as it says in Ephesians chapter 4. Now our hearts are opened up and we're receiving the truth from heaven. We're putting aside the old. It's actually as you're receiving the right things, the good things, and you're putting that on, actually that old man has got no more place, because it's like old clothes. You understand that the old things have passed away, the corrupt, the old self, the self that was deceived by the lies of the world. That is, there's no more place for that. And you're taking hold of the new. You're putting on that new clothes, and you're walking in the lane that God has laid out for you with your partner, if that's your calling, and then also with brothers and sisters that are relevant, that God has placed around you, because that's where you encouraging them, and they've been encouraged by you, and we are all growing. I love it to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13. We're growing in understanding and into maturity. And then what's a beautiful maturity? The measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So be encouraged, guys. God loves you. Everything's provided for you. Just draw close on a daily basis. Follow your Lord. Listen to your Lord. Be obedient and develop on schedule into everything God has laid aside for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.